Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
It's a heartache. Nothing but a heartache. Hits you when it's too late. Hits you when you're down. It's a fool's game. Nothing but a fool's game. Standing in the cold rain, feeling like a clown. It's a heartache. Nothing but a heartache. Love until your arms break, then he lets you die.
Listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher. This program is called Raise a Glass, and we're doing just that in honor of Welsh singer Bonnie Tyler, who died last week. Most people would remember her for her big hit in the early 80s, that Total Eclipse of the Heart, and most think of her as a one-hit wonder. But about 5 or 6 years before that, she had another hit, which went all the way to number 3 on the Billboard Singles Chart, and that was what we just listened to. While most people think of that other song when they think of her, I think of this one for personal reasons. I remember it was a song my grandmother loved. The only time I remember her having any appreciation for a contemporary hit song. In fact, around the same time, she would often voice her disdain for Rod Stewart's haircut, saying in her English accent, "It looks like a birch broom in a fit." Ironically, her favorite song was clearly setting Bonnie Tyler up to be a female Rod Stewart with that gravelly voice. Rod Stewart even covered that song on an album he did about 20 years ago. All right, plenty to get to on today's show. In fact, I'll be giving away some tickets at the end of the show, so make sure you stay tuned for that. As for this next song, you're never, never going to guess who this is. You're on X-Ray.
Goodbye! We'll be right back.
Birthday to Terry Chambers, the drummer for XTC. He turned 71 today. That was Generals and Majors. Prior to that, wishing another happy birthday to Tim Lynch, a founding member of the Flamin' Groovies, a band that was around a lot longer than I was aware of. In fact, the only song I really knew from them, Shake Some Action, came along a good decade into their existence. Unfortunately, Tim Lynch was no longer in the band when they recorded this, but I guess they wouldn't have had that minor power pop hit without the foundation he laid. And at the top, a truly curious relic I discovered from 1981, when disco had run its course and new wave had become the order of the day. The Village People. Yep, they recorded, well, pretty much a punk rock tune. Food Fight. I play that for a guy I wasn't initially going to recognize on this program because, you know, the Village People just make me think of Trump dancing. Ugh. Anyway, their co-founder, Victor Willis, died on June 30th. He was generally their lead singer and co-songwriter for their most successful singles. And if you go by what he was dressed as, he was the motorcycle cop. And today also would have been the birthday of Glenn Hughes, who was the leather guy with the thickest mustache I've ever seen. Hughes died of lung cancer in 2001. Ever the showman, he was buried in his Leatherman outfit.
I'm looking for something that says, Dad likes leather.
All right, moving along. It was on this day in 2013, Jay-Z dropped the hyphen from his name. No, not as momentous as when MC Hammer dropped the MC part.
I can't wait till he drops the hammer, too.
But sadly, the glorious hyphenless days would not last, as it would return with Jay-Z's next album 4 years later. You got it on X-Ray.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Ho! Fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Fly it in a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, ho! Ho! Not D-O-C, but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect this. Shoot at you actors like movie directors. Play the movie, dog. And everything that's fly, I'm like Che Guevara with bling on. I'm complex, I never claim to have wings on. I get my by any means on. Whenever there's a drought, get your umbrellas out, because that's when I brainstorm. You can blame Sean, but I ain't invent the game. I just rolled the dice trying to get some change. And I do it twice, ain't no sense in me lying as if I am a different man. And I could blame my environment, but ain't no reason why I be buying expensive chains. Hope you don't think users are the only abusers. Niggas getting high within the game. If you do, then how would you explain? I'm 10 years removed, still the vibe is in my veins. I got a hustler spirit, nigga, period. Check out my hat, yo, peep the way I wear it. Check out my swag, yo, I walk like a ball player. No matter where you go, you are what you are, player. And you can try to change, but that's just the top layer. Man, you was who you was before you got here. Only God can judge me, so I'm gone. Either love me or leave me alone.
So when hip-hop was originated, it fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Music orientated, so when hip-hop was originated, it fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated.
music orientated. So when hip hop was originated, and fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Music orientated. So when hip hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Music orientated. So when hip hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Cause I'm an E-F-F-E-C-T, a smooth operator operating correctly. An E-F-F-E-C-T, a smooth operator operating correctly. An E-F-F-E-C-T, a smooth operator operating correctly.
Yeah. Timberland ain't dead.
Wishing a happy birthday to Mathanji Arul Pragasam. Say that five times fast. Better known as MIA. She turns 51 today, and we heard her with Timbaland doing Come Around. Prior to that was Rage Against the Machine, covering Eric B. and Rakim's Microphone Fiend. It was on this day in 1993 they staged a protest against music censorship by appearing at their Lollapalooza set in Philadelphia, completely nude except for duct tape over their mouths. They refused to play any music and simply stood there for 25 minutes with the letters PMRC written on their chests. I hope that made Tipper Gore happy. And at the top, commemorating the day he temporarily dropped the hyphen from his name, Jay-Z doing Public Service Announcement, a DJ Chrome remix of that one. Hey, did you know today is National Perfect Family Day? Well, it is. The guidelines on how to celebrate include having an outdoor adventure together, having a picnic, doing a movie night or game night. In other words, do all of those things you should be doing with your family anyway. All right, let's check what happened on
this day in history.
64 AD. The Great Fire of Rome begins under the rule of Emperor Nero.
Ah, fiddling while Rome burns. A little reminder that history repeats itself.
1870. Pope Pius IX and the First Vatican Council officially proclaim the concept of papal infallibility.
You know, he's got the hotline direct to God, so why should we ever doubt him?
1892. The first human test of a vaccine against cholera. Ukrainian bacteriologist Valdemar Hofkin risks his life by successfully testing it on himself. 1924. U.S. Vice Consul Robert Imrie is killed after being attacked by a mob who possibly thought he had poisoned a well in Tehran, prompting an international incident. 1938. Douglas Corrigan arrives in Ireland after a 28-hour flight from New York. The only problem, he was trying to fly to California, earning him the nickname Wrong Way Corrigan. 1970. WJCL-TV, Channel 22 in Savannah, Georgia, an ABC affiliate, begins broadcasting! San Francisco Giants outfielder Willie Mays becomes the 10th baseball player to get 3,000 hits. On the same day, his teammate, second baseman Ron Hunt, also enters the record books after he gets hit by a pitch for the 119th time. 1984. 21 people are killed and 19 are injured in a massacre at a McDonald's in San Ysidro, California. The first modern mass shooting.
Shocking in its day. Nowadays, it wouldn't make the front page.
Crayola announces the introduction of scented crayons. The first edition had food scents, but apparently kids were eating them, so they wound up going back to the drawing board to create non-food scents like dirt, smoke, fresh air, and leather jacket.
And the kids probably ate them anyway.
2023. Phoenix, Arizona breaks a five-decade heat record, recording 19 consecutive days of temperatures at or above 110 degrees Fahrenheit, with an overnight low of 97. In 2024, that record would be broken again for their hottest year on record. But if you believe in climate change, you're a liar and a communist, and don't you forget it!
about the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. I stopped my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'd see another these days, these days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, it's just that I've been thank you.
stay. I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Calvin, please, I'm gone. Forget reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how. I would you get out of pocket for fun? How? When you know that you're never number two. Number one gonna be number one. When you shape me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good. I wish I could get the message over to you now.
X-Ray FM is supported by our friends at Pickathon, returning to Pendarvis Farm in Happy Valley on July 30th through August 2nd, with 4 days of music, camping, food, art, and community. Tickets and information at pickathon.com.
Friends say it's
It was on this day in 1978, Def Leppard made their live debut, performing to an audience of 150 at the Westfield School in Sheffield, England. Better than the 50 people The Clash played for at their first gig in the same city. Def Leppard would be hometown boys, so that makes sense. That was them doing a serviceable, if pretty note-for-note cover of T-Rex's 20th Century Boy. Sly and the Family Stone preceded that with If You Want Me to Stay. It was on this day in 1972. All six members of the band were arrested in Hollywood after police searched their tour bus, finding 2 pounds of marijuana and 2 vials of cocaine. Only 2 vials? I'm guessing Sly got his nose into the blow early that day. Prior to that, a song I heard last week on the show that follows mine, Skybound Station, a really different version of Jimmy's Purple Haze by, what would you call him, heritage rocker Dion of Dion and the Belmonts fame, Runaround Sue. He recorded that in 1968, I guess in an attempt to remain relevant, but unlike Def Leppard, that barely sticks to the source material. Dion celebrates his 87th birthday today. Still going strong. I see he has some East Coast dates coming up. And at the top of the block, Krista Pifkin, better known as Nico from the Velvet Underground, of course. She died on this day in 1988. While riding a bicycle on holiday in Spain, she suffered a heart attack, falling and hitting her head, causing a severe cerebral hemorrhage. Thank you. She was only 49 years old. We heard the lovely These Days from her solo debut, a song written by a 16-year-old Jackson Brown. All right, back to the tunes. Keep it tuned to X-Ray.
Dum, dum, dum. Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. And there goes my baby, and there goes my heart. So far apart, but only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely
won't you do? Love can make
It was on this day in 1966, Bobby Fuller was found dead, soaked in gasoline in his automobile outside his apartment in Hollywood. The details of the 23-year-old singer's death were murky. It's unclear whether it was a murder, suicide, or accident, but the official cause of death was reported as asphyxia due to inhalation of gasoline. Suspicious. Best known for the hit, I Fought the Law, I went with a lesser hit, Love's Made a Fool of You. Roy Orbison before that, doing Only the Lonely, and I play that in honor of the man who wrote many of Roy Orbison's hits. Joel Melson died on July 1st at the age of 91. All right, that'll just about wrap it up for this week. I thank you for lending me your ear holes, and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned for Skybound Station coming right up. Leaving you with one more first, a song and a band that have no notable connection to this day, but they are coming to Edgefield next weekend, and I have a pair of tickets to give away for their Friday show. It's the greatest thing to ever come out of Sacramento, California. Cake! You want the tickets? Be the first to text in to 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5979, and they are all yours. Here's a song of theirs my old band used to cover. Always got the crowd going. It's Never There. It's X-Ray. Radio is yours.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. Fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. A golden bird that flies away, a candle's fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. Hey! You tell me that you love me so, you tell me that you care, but when I need you, baby, take the time to get to know me. If you want me, why can't you just show me?